You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Rainy here in Urbana-Champaign. Kind of cool as well. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Let's not start in the wet areas, Drew, but somewhere that needs a little rainfall. The panhandle of Oklahoma, parts of Kansas where the hard red winter wheat got off to a really fast start because of the warm weather. But it has lacked some moisture. What can you tell me?
Well, it is definitely dry out there. We do need to come up with some moisture. The pattern is changing right now, and that's good news. Once we get this cold weather out of the Midwest, there will be some ridge building that takes place in the middle of the country for a few days as we go into next week, and that will set up the stage for a storm to come into the southwestern part of the country and hopefully bring some rain into those dry areas of hard red winter wheat country. So it's kind of a process. But it looks like our first opportunity for rain will show up as we go from Sunday into Monday. Right now it looks fairly good that probably 70% of Kansas might get a little bit of rain. The eastern areas will be a lot wetter than the west. And we'll also see western Oklahoma picking up on a few thunderstorms as well. So I think there's going to be a little bit of relief. It's not going to be widespread, and there's still going to be a need for additional moisture. The good news is that as we continue to evolve in this pattern, there will be other opportunities for rain evolving as we get out towards the end of next week and into the following weekend. So I think there's potential here that we'll see some additional rain. Big soakings, I'm not quite sure we'll get that far, but we'll get some relief and the crops will respond very well.
Geographically, this isn't very far from a part of the world, I don't know, 500 to 700 miles in the Delta region that has had more than its fair share of rainfall for the start of the growing season. What's the differentiation between the two?
Well, certainly the situation in the Delta is just incredibly wet. It has been. We are seeing it dry down a little bit, and the forecast with all the changes I just mentioned for the plains will actually start favoring some drier bias conditions in the Delta, and that will hopefully get us back into some of these fields. It has been a crazy spring season down there, and field work is definitely behind. There's already some changes in planting intentions to crops other than corn, so we definitely need to get some dry weather going. Now, there will be one storm system that will occur in that region on Monday. You'll probably see some locally heavy rainfall, and then after that, we'll probably have an opportunity to dry down a little bit more. So perhaps we'll see some improvement in that area.
Moving northward now up the Mississippi River Valley, what do you see for the heart of the Corn Belt?
Well, it looks like if we can get rid of the cold, we might have an opportunity to get out there and work some of these fields. It's just going to be crazy cold here for the next few days. Well, it'll actually be a little bit warmer, I guess, tomorrow and Friday, but turn right around and get very cold over the weekend. When we come out of the cold, we'll have an opportunity for some rain to occur during the early part of next week, and that will temporarily moisten up the soil, obviously. And we'll see some more delay in early season farming activity. But once we are done with that rain event, there should be a ridge of high pressure that will build into the middle of the country. And that should dry out a fair amount of the Midwest for the latter half of next week into the following weekend, at least for a little while. We might get a few days of aggressive field work in there if we can just avoid the heavier rains early in the week.
Thanks so much, Drew.
Have a great day.
Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, joins us on this Wednesday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.